Number 51. Why is this inconvenient for the woman?
Number 52. What is the solution? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Philip, do you mind if I squeeze past you to get to the cabinet?
Yeah, no problem. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Don't worry, I know where everything is. I was just looking for some envelopes. Have you seen the new company logo they printed on them?
Yeah, I actually really like it. It feels much more refreshing and modern than the old logo was. Did you hear that the company is trying to change its image to become more family-friendly?
No kidding! I really like that they're trying to bring us into the 21st century. Oh, hey there, Nafisa. Nafisa, have you met Philip? Nafisa just transferred from the Human Resources Department last month.
Is that so? It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Nafisa.
The pleasure is all mine, Philip. Have you been working here a while?
Yes. In fact, I was just showing Miss Schofield here where the envelopes are.
Nice try, Philip. Everyone knows that I've been working here a lot longer than you. Hey, Nafisa, I'll show you how to access the department server after lunch.
Number 53. Where is the conversation most likely taking place?
Number 54. What is not something Philip mentions about the company?
Number 55. Who has been working in the department the longest?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Miss French. Can I have a small chat with you about this year's employee evaluations?
I have an appointment with the head of the distribution division in a few minutes, but go ahead, shoot.
As you know, we've had a number of employees with disciplinary issues in this past year. Because some of these reports have gone to the press, consumer confidence in our company has reportedly dropped substantially.
Is that so? Has there been a decline in sales?
Miraculously, as of this point in time, sales have remained steady. That being said, I'm concerned about the long-term effects that low consumer confidence may have on our sales, not to mention the company image.
Yeah, you make a fair point. Perhaps we should refine our hiring and training procedures. Unfortunately, I have to run, so how about we go over this in detail tomorrow?
Number 56. Why does the man want to talk to the woman?
Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says, "Shoot"?
Number 58. What is their conclusion?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Kenna. What a coincidence. I've missed seeing your face around the office. What have you been up to since you decided to leave BlathNet Energies?
Oh, hello, Taj. You're absolutely right. It's been too long. Working at BlathNet Energies almost seems like a lifetime ago. But I have to say, my new job has really grown on me.
That's terrific. What kind of position do you have now? Is it the same as what you did at BlathNet?
Well, that's a good question. The position is fundamentally the same. I work the same kind of hours and negotiate similar contracts. I'd say the biggest change is that I work nearly exclusively with the public sector rather than corporations.
Is that so? That actually reminds me of something. The Department of the Interior contacted us late last week. But since our company really deals with the government, would you be willing to take the case off my hands? I think it would be a real win-win situation for both of us.
No kidding! Here, let me give you my new business card. You still have my cell number, right? If anything comes up, don't hesitate to drop me a line.
Number 59. What is the man's relationship with the woman?
Number 60. What does the woman say is the most different about her new job?
Number 61. What does the woman agree to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hey, where have you been? We had a rush of customers and you missed all of the fun.
Sorry about that. I was actually called into the back room to talk with our manager.
Really? Did you finally get that promotion to assistant store manager?
Ha! Wouldn't that be nice? Not even close. He actually had me do some grunt work with him. We went over all of the customer satisfaction surveys that have been dropped into the survey box for the past several days. One of the issues that kept popping up was the store layout. Apparently it's not winning any popularity contests.
I hear that. Many customers complain about the location of the snacks. Most people just want to grab something quick, but they have to run across the store.
Yeah. The heated foods are close to the entrance and the cashier, but the snacks are a bit of a hike. It'd be even better if the snacks were between the entrance and the refrigerated drinks, since those are the hottest items. We'd definitely sell more.
Number 62. Why was the man unable to help the woman?
Number 63. What problem do customers have with the store layout?
Number 64. Look at the graphic below. What is an item that the man would switch to improve the store layout?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and nutrition label.
Pardon me. I have recently been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So my doctor has suggested that I make some healthy changes to my diet. For instance, he recommended that I avoid drinking sugary carbonated beverages, but only drinking water is so dull to me. Do you have any alternative recommendations for me?
Thanks for coming in today, ma'am. Your situation isn't as uncommon as you think. How about trying one of our natural smoothies? They contain a lot of protein and are low in sugar.
Those look really tasty. However, my doctor recommended that I avoid unsaturated fats. Look, this one is just over my limit. He recommended I keep it below 5 a day.
I see. How about our carbonated water line? They are sugar-free as well as fat-free. They also come in a variety of naturally sweetened flavors.
Number 65. Why is the woman visiting this store?
Number 66. Look at the graphic below. Which of the ingredients does the woman wish to avoid?
Number 67. What does the man suggest to the woman in the end?
Questions 68 through 70. Refer to the following conversation and store coupon.
Thank you, sir. How did you enjoy your meal? Can I get you anything else today?
Oh, no. I've had quite enough to eat. May I have the check? As I mentioned to the hostess, I have a discount coupon I want to use before it expires at the end of the month. Hang on a second. It's somewhere here in my rucksack. All right, here you go.
Certainly, sir. Your total before the coupon is $50.26. One moment, please. That's strange. It hasn't expired. I don't know why the register system isn't accepting it. Let me see if I can figure out what's wrong.
Oh, there's a problem? That's okay. Do you mind making a reservation for me at the Mayfield location for next Friday? I will be going there on business next week.
My pleasure, sir. I'll have the hostess ring you up while I make the call.
Number 68. Where are the man and woman now?
Number 69. Look at the graphic below. Why was the man unable to use the coupon?
Number 70. Why does the woman make a phone call for the man?
Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73. Refer to the following television broadcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to KLIT6. It's time for the regular evening news. But before we get started, we have an exciting story from Harold County. Harold County's bicentennial celebration will start in Central Harold Park this coming Monday. The day starts off with a commencement speech by the county executive to round off the second century. Afterwards, there will be performances and games and plenty of food and drink. Finally, the evening will be capped off by a fireworks display and a hula. We expect it to be rather warm and sunny for this time of year during the day, but a cold front will come in the evening, so we highly recommend those who will be watching the fireworks to bring a warm jacket with them. Happy birthday, Harold County!
Number 71. What is the television broadcast mainly about?
Number 72. What is not an event that the speaker mentions?
Number 73. What does the speaker suggest listeners do?
Questions 74 through 76. Refer to the following speech.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the brand new East New Delhi Premier Hotel. Through painstaking efforts made by our team of world-renowned engineers, our construction team managed to build this hotel using the world's most energy-efficient materials. Furthermore, we can boast that our waste was near zero, having utilized nearly all recycled or reused building materials in this project. This innovative hotel deserves the name Premier when it comes to friendliness to the environment. It is with this deep sense of pride that we welcome you, esteemed guests from the World Health Organization. We sincerely hope that you are able to share these ideas and points of innovation with not only developed, but especially developing nations around the world.
Number 74. Where is the speech taking place?
Number 75. Who most likely are the listeners?